Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Our guest this week is Zach Weigel with Stamp Out Cancer, and we are talking the Zombie 5K fundraiser coming up on October 8th. Tell me about the Zombie 5K then, first of all, because granted, you know obviously that I've grown up in this area. And I'm familiar with Stamp Out Cancer, but I don't know exactly what the Zombie 5K is. And okay. So maybe there are people out there and who are in my boat who don't know what the Zombie 5K is.
Well, yes, because it's not like our participation is 5 million strong. I mean, so there are people that obviously have not been to our event, so do not know exactly what it entails. So it is a 5K like you've never seen before that it does include zombies. So what the runners do, or walkers, either or, is they wear flags like in flag football. And littered throughout our wonderful course are zombies that are trying to take your flags, which we refer to as your brains. And once they take both your flags, you are then therefore, you know, not eliminated. You can continue on. But you won't have more chances in our final prize, because the more flags you have to end with, the better chance you have of getting your name drawn for the final big prize. So
one flag gone and you're mortally wounded. Maybe not mortally wounded, but you're in bad shape.
You are in bad shape. You might want to start limping. you might want to head towards the nearest first aid kit if it's around there. But yeah, you're not looking good for.
Do you have those? Like, is there like throughout the route or the route? Is there like places where you can get your flag back or get a?
You know,
flag
that's
back?
Not a bad idea where you could actually. But no,
no,
no. This is survival of the fittest. Okay. This isn't no kitty camp.
Okay.
This is zombies coming after your brains.
This is legitimate. Okay, that's very interesting.
It is. We'll see. I mean, there's 5Ks, and we just wanted to be a little bit different. And it all comes back to we're like our own sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
So this event helps us honestly like go towards our big event. I mean, renting a hall isn't cheap. Getting a band isn't cheap.
Right.
So we do this beforehand, and it kind of just helps offset some of our costs, where therefore the bigger event we put on, the more money we raise, and it all goes to the wonderful Montgomery County Cancer Association.
Sure. How old is this event?
This is our fourth year coming up on it. And each year, I mean, we always kind of play it by ear. Like if anyone went to the Imagine Hillsborough Boat Regatta, I mean, we've been making this up as we go. And each year we just keep kind of adding things to it to try to just enhance it a little bit more, or things that we think that we can do better.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that this year it just builds upon, you know, from the year before. But all in all, I mean, it's just, I hear it's a lot of fun.
Oh, you never actually participated.
I have not been able to participate because someone has to put the show on.
Right, okay.
But there actually is a show to it. I mean, we have the zombies move around and stuff. And this year we're adding in the fact that some of them will actually have walkie-talkies with them to help the flow even better.
How do you go about picking your zombies? Like, is this people who are affiliated with Imagine Hillsborough, or do you get like people who just are not?
It's a rigorous process.
Sorry, not Imagine Hillsborough, but Stamp Out Cancer.
It's a rigorous process. We have an actual show online. No, really, where anybody can sign up to be a zombie. Okay. Anybody can sign up. You could. I mean, when you sign up, you're either a runner or a zombie. So you either want to chase or be chased.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is we have such a wide range of people that want to be zombies. Our biggest participant, honestly, as zombies, are kids. And they bug their parents religiously, when is the next zombie run, like all throughout the year, because they can't wait to do it again. I mean, we had a kid last year that was Pavel and Amanda Slepka's kid, Quinn.
Right, right.
And Quinn dressed up as a Jedi, but he was also a zombie because he's a big Star Wars fan. So Quinn, yeah, was going around, you know, using the Force as a zombie. So, I mean, but he looks forward to that. And there's many other kids, you know, that look forward to just, they're the ones taking it to a whole new level by getting even more and more creative with it. Kids are the ones that really keep this event going. Like, I did not think we're going to have that big of a turnout of them. And we look forward to them having fun every year.
Was this inspired by The Walking Dead? Like, did that play a big role behind it? Because I can imagine that.
And what's The Walking Dead? No, just kidding.
Okay, I was going to say it.
Absolutely. We wanted to capitalize on the zombie craze.
Okay. I was going to say, because that's got to be a major driving force behind a lot of the kids getting involved.
Yeah, it was. I mean, we were going to have a V1, but no one really remembered V. We were going to have a He-Man one, but it wasn't quite popular. It wasn't getting back into style yet, you know. So we settled on The Walking Dead or, you know, a zombie run. We heard some people watch that, like a couple households in town watch that. So we went that route.
Yeah, I mean, you got to capitalize on the zombie craze. It's huge right now.
And it continues to be huge. Maybe another one. Maybe another time we'll do another 5K that has a different show themed.
Obviously, this has gotten a pretty good following. You have it annually. Have you thought about having it maybe twice a year? Or do you think twice a year would be overkill?
Well, one, we do it somewhat near Halloween. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say twice a year would be overkill. It just might put, you know, too many things on my plate.
Okay.
Because besides Stand By Cancer events, I might put on a few other things around this town or be a part of on top of that. So no, this is enough. Okay. We're good with one 5K in my mind. And we'll leave. Hey, if other people want to do 5Ks, have at it. You know, we participate in other ones. So
it's happening on October 8th. I don't know if we mentioned that yet.
It is October 8th.
What time does the race actually start?
It actually starts at 5:30. So when you start the race, as it progresses, it gradually gets a little bit darker. Not saying we did that on purpose, but we do that on purpose.
Oh, very nice.
But you can start signing up at 5:00. I mean, we'll be there even a little bit before then. And this is at Beckemeyer.
Okay.
And the race, you're never going to get farther than a few blocks from Beckemeyer at all times because it starts and ends there. It actually ends in the loop, the Project Prangy track that goes around through the woods and around the playground equipment. Not saying there's going to be zombies back there, but it might be dark and it might be wooded.
You don't want to disclose it, though.
No, I can't. I mean, hey, we try to keep them away. We try to keep hordes of zombies, you know, away from all people. But it's just weird. There's always an outbreak around when we try to put on this 5K. Like, it's like, look at that. There's the National Guard, and we have zombies everywhere. And I don't know where it came from.
You can't predict these things.
You can't predict them. It's always on a Saturday, too. It's just... Oh, maybe they get done with their work week and they turn into zombies.
That's a heck of a coincidence.
Yeah. But yeah, it's all around Beckemeyer. It goes around like Meadowbrook. And I mean, if people don't know that, and the address to Beckemeyer is 1035 Seymour Avenue. Actually, the good thing is you can just Google any of this anymore. So if you're not for sure where Beckemeyer Elementary School is at, yeah, you can always just Google that. And not only is it a 5K, we also have a 1 mile little walk too, you know, because sometimes you get the strollers and stuff involved. And after a while, you know, it's... You might be done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, either or, you know, you can.
Is it same day registration only, or do you take pre-registration ahead of time?
So, like, registration's happening right now. The cool thing is this year, we've partnered with a website called Run Sign Up. Mm-hmm. And what's really good about them is, well, one, they keep track of everything for us. Not saying we don't keep track of things, but mainly the shirt sizes. You know, when it used to be before, when you'd sign up online, we'd get an email, and then we'd copy it onto, like, a spreadsheet. And sometimes it seemed like there might be miscommunication. This time, they send me everything. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, this is everybody that has signed up. They help doing their own promotion and other places. So we really like how easy they've made it for us. So from here on out, we're going to be using Run Sign Up, which that's a really long address. So you can just, I mean, even if you Google Stamp Out Cancer Zombie 5K, the first thing that pops up is Run Sign Up. Or from our website, which is www.mccaweb.com/stampoutcancer.
Okay.
Or we have sign-up sheets, which will be at Montgomery County Realty, City Hall in Hillsboro, and T-Shirts Inc., since they will be doing the shirts for us as well, too. But yeah, there's multiple ways that you can sign up. Any of them will work, but if you want to be guaranteed a shirt, though, September 27th is the cutoff on that. I mean, we're going to order extra, but just to make sure if you really want it, it'd be before then. And then, of course, you know, the race is the 8th.
Sure. Cost, the registration fee?
Yeah, there is a registration fee. If you're going to be a runner, it's $25. If you're going to be a zombie, though, it's only $15. And if you're 12 and under, it's only $15. Okay. But the reason zombies are cheaper is because, hey, you're putting your makeup on. I mean, because we don't provide that. Like, they show up.
Okay, so this is pre-dressed.
Yeah, you come pre-dressed. Like, we have a person that comes to my house and for, like, a group of, like, 8 of us, and she starts taking appointments at noon. I mean, It takes a while, you know, for us to get all dolled up and looking pretty.
Sure, sure. That's awesome. So the Zombie 5K happening starting at 5:30 on October 8th. Registration begins at 5 at Beckemeyer School.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else you want to mention about the Zombie 5K?
No, well, actually, earlier that day, though, at the Harvest Market, mm-hmm. Imagine Hillsborough's okay. having the Harvest Market uptown. And that starts in the morning. But anyway, they're going to have a flash mob with Thriller. A flash. I mean, I don't know the exact time yet. They haven't sent out the agenda for that, but they had one last year. It was very well received, and yeah, they're going to do another flash mob to help promote our event for the Zombie 5K. So that's why we're putting it on the same day as them, same that's as awesome. Last year. Just kind of we're going to go hand in hand from here on out, I think.
Sure. Yeah, that's awesome. And I guess what can you tell me about Stamp Out Cancer? That we have a little bit of time.
We do, man. Yeah, and no, we have a big event coming up. I mean, we call it our big event. It's going to take place January 28th, 2017.
Is it a lip sync battle again?
It is a lip sync battle once again.
Okay.
We've already got one confirmed participant or couple, and we have our feelers out and our questions out for some of the other ones.
Okay.
And the band, it's going to be Joe Dirt and the Dirty Boys Band, which you can catch them normally at Ballpark Village and places like that. I'm pretty excited because it features two guys from my favorite band, The Urge,
mm-hmm.
lead guitarist Jerry Jost and their drummer, which I forgot his name. But still, Jerry Jost, lead guitarist. I mean, he's in a lot of other bands, St. Louis. But yeah, two guys from The Urge, but Joe Dirt and the Dirty Boys Band. They're going to be playing a lot of Southern rock for us. So it's a different feel than what we're used to in the past, because we used to have last 2 years, the Vote for Pedro and Dance Floor Riot. It was more dance floor type music. I mean, it was just constant beat going. These guys are going to mix it up and just bring some rock, or as they say on their website, the best rock and roll band you've ever seen in your life.
Oh,
period. And they say note the period. So that's
bold statement.
It's a very bold statement, but we are once again looking to sell out this event. The tickets for it will go on sale in December at some point. And you know, we have one other thing we're going to be announcing soon, and I guess I'll say it now, but we just don't have the date yet.
Okay. Please do.
Let's debut. We are going to have a Stamp Out Cancer pop culture trivia night. It's going to be nothing but music, movies, and television.
That's awesome.
It is. And I mean, but I haven't actually quite hammered down the exact date yet, because, you know, we're working with Jim Toko. He's a part of Care Otter, but he also does a trivia business on the side. He's sometimes at Gianni's with that. So we're just hammering down the date, and then once we get that, yeah, we'll make an announcement for a pop culture trivia night.
That'll go over really well, because trivia is huge in this area.
It will. We used to have a poker tournament. This is going to take the place of that.
Okay.
And, you can also follow all of this, though, on Facebook. We Stamp Out Cancer. Search for us. We're on there. Zombie 5K. We have a Stamp Out Cancer Zombie 5K event on there. These are all things. If you want to stay up to date, Facebook, I mean, it's our easy way of promoting.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And mention it one more time, the website, if anyone wants to...
Yeah,
to learn more information about
this
stuff.
It's mccaweb.com/stampoutcancer, or you can always just Google it. Mm-hmm. I mean, just Google Stamp Out Cancer. You'll probably get taken to our Facebook page and our website and hear about all the cool things we're doing. I mean, we've raised about $250,000 now, actually over $250,000 these last 6 years, and we're looking forward to many more years. As I say, a march to a million, I'm hoping.
Absolutely.
If I can keep this up without losing all my hair by then.
Again, that was Zach Weigel with Stamp Out Cancer. And that's all for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.